Okay, today's daf yud test. We're on the top of yud test, the first word, and we'll learn today for foolish leil for Shoshana Bat Yabat Rachel Dvorah. Okay, so v'hilchasa, the halacha is like this. So the whole discussion yesterday, where exactly is the proper place of a shvita? V'hilchasa, the halacha is mishipui kova ulamata sheira. The lower. By the shipui kova, by that part of the neck that covers the little hat that we spoke about yesterday, that's the spot to do the shechita, as long as behainu the shayir bechiti, as long as those things that were called wheat are intact. That's the spot. What more can I say about that? I don't know where that is. I have a picture, the same picture we'll see. And that's what it is. Rav Nachman Achasher the shipui kova ulamata. Rav Nachman mastered from that point and below. Amalei Rav Chanan, Rav Katina, Rav Nachman, Kiman, who's like that? Lo Kerabonon, Lo Kerab Yosef, Rav Yehuda. That's not like anybody. Amalei, listen to this line. Ana lo chilak yidana, velo bilak yidana. I don't know about chilak and I don't know about bilak. I don't know about chilak and bilak. Now, what does that mean? But Rashi says that chilak means, I don't know about Rashi, look at Rashi. Lo Kerabonon shamati, demairi, b'machalek, tabas, l'shnayim. I don't hold like Dan that divides the tzmachale. It divides the rings in half, lower, upper. I don't know about that shita. Below Krabiosi Shamati Demari Bimachbalik. Balik is the lashon of destroy. Balik hatimanim. Lashon bebulka, destroying. Kashamati. Rashi's second. So he says, I don't hold like Dan. I don't hold like him. I hold like my own child. He says, Anah Shamati Yadana. Here's what I heard. Rashi's second shot is that he's just on the same word. I don't hold like these. I don't hold like Silicon Valley. I don't hold like, you know, so and so and so and so. Right? Silicon Valley is Lishna Ba'amahu. He's just on talking. I don't hold like far out sheeps. In other places in Shas, Rashi says that Silicon Valley were two names of the Zayanim in Sodom. Get it? There were names of Zayanim in Sodom. And it's like a phrase when you want to say, I don't hold like silly things. I don't hold like nonsense. Silicon Villa, that's Silicon Villa. Stay at the Shabbat table. Stop talking to me about Silicon Villa things. That's what it means. So Rashi says that in a Rashi Sanhedrin says that. Right. So what do you mean? There were judges in Sodom. Don't you know the judges in Sodom? Right. We don't know the judges in America. We don't know the judges in any bed, let alone them. Right? Okay. Dabar b'chiver Abba, Amar b'yochanan, v'amrila Amar b'abba v'zabda Amar b'chanina, v'amrila Amar b'yakab v'idi, Amar b'shishua ben Levi, v'shipui kova ulamata, kera. That the spot, the correct spot to do the shechita is by the, this kova, this slope shaped giant ring at the top of all the cartilage, ulamata, and below that, kera, that's where it's kosher. The Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, Mugremes Dirabanan. The Mugremes means that you do Hagrama. What's Hagrama? Hagrama means you shecht in the wrong place. Right? As we said yesterday. Hagrama means you shecht in the wrong place. You shecht outside the area where you're supposed to shecht. So now, Mugremes Dirabanan, the Hagrama of the Rabbanon is Kishir or Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, Bar Yehuda. It's kosher according to him. Why? Because they have a slightly different spot. So where he says it's outside the spot, Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda still says it's in the spot. And Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, Kshera, Lebuchadnezzar Ben Antignus. And Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda's spot, where he holds it at Rama, would be kosher according to Lebuchadnezzar Ben Antignus. It's a pshita, that's obvious. So Mao the Tema, I would have thought that Lebuchadnezzar Ben Antignus, when Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus said his shita yesterday, when he said that Mugremes is kosher, I would have thought as the Rabbanon koi. I would have thought he was only commenting on the Rabbanon, not on Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, Kamash Malan, that he was even commenting on Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, and therefore, wherever Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda said, yesterday's up, so we're not going over that, wherever Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda said, it hagrama, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus would say, no, it's fine. Now, the Ema Hachanami, maybe it's true that Taka, Rabbi Chanina ben Atzikas was only commenting on the Rabbanan. In Cain, Hayid Aleha Miboyale. It should have said that he's made on him. He didn't say that. He said he's made on both. Hilchata, and the halacha is, Rabbi Chanina ben Atzikas, that's actually the halacha, the koyer of Nachman Kavasei. Because Rav Nachman actually agreed with that shita, so we have an Amora who confirms the shita of the Tana, and that's the halacha. But halacha nice, I have no idea. Okay, I know that we did that fast because I don't know what to say about this Gemara. Okay, correct. So there's a whole discussion about that. Is there a lower limit? I mean, because the neck of an animal, especially a cow, is pretty big, much bigger than a human neck. So, you have the whole area? I don't know. You're not going to put that. Okay, next. Amr of Huna, Amr of Asi, Machlokes v'sheshachat. Okay, so, here we go. Before we get to the Gemara with Rav Huna. So, there's a Machlokes between the Rabbanon and Rav Yossi bar Yehuda, right? According to the Rabbanan, who's also the Tana Kama, even if he shechted rove of the simen, right? Let's say he shechted rove of the simen, and a mir of the simen was in the wrong spot. So the Chacham, the Tana Kama held that's possible. You remember that from yesterday? It's very funky. It's not hard. Rove simen was kosher, and then immediately blew it. You had the wrong spot, slightly a hair's breadth above the spot. Said Tanakam, it's puzzled. According to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, once I shecht the rove, it's kosher. Now that I've shechted a little bit, I complete the rove to the kulo in the wrong spot, that doesn't puzzle. That's what Machlokas Tanayim between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Remember that from yesterday? Now, says Rabbi Huda, Amr of Huna, Amr of Asi, Machlokas. The whole Machlokas is, B'sheshachat shnei shlish, Yushef 2/3, then Behigrim shlish. And then, the final third is in the wrong spot. The Rabbanan Tavri, the Rabbanan hold, Kulan Shechita Be'ina, B'tabat Gedola. The whole Shechita has to be in the right spot. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda Savar, Rubo Kukulo. Once I shech row, I've already fulfilled my mitzvah. Now that I finish off the shechit in the wrong spot, so what? So what? What's that a problem? So what? What? We're not talking about the other simen. Of course you do. We're talking about the first simen, which is the thicker one. So if you do... There's no hagrama if you do row. You did 2/3. But forget the other one. You're going to do the other one properly. So the first one. Since I've... You hear what he's saying? It makes a lot more sense. Since I've done Rubo Kukulo, I'm not saying it makes more sense. I'm not saying that about Tana. But he did Rubo Kukulo. Now you have 1/3. That doesn't make a difference if you're doing the wrong spot. Says Ramana, no. I would agree with you, Rubo Kukulo. But if you're in the same Maisa, you can't be in the wrong spot. I hear both people. Aval Higrim Shlish. Listen to this. What if you do the first third in the wrong spot? B'shachat shnei shlish. And then you shech 2/3 in the right spot. Then we are called psula. Everybody would agree it's possible. Why? D'chinafka chiyusa b'inan. D'chinafka. When the animal died. D'chinafka chiyusa. When the animal died. B'inan ruba b'shchita b'leka. In other words, the minute you shech a third of the simen, the animal's already going to die. This is not time kosher shechita yet. Why not? It's in the wrong spot. Now, you switch the knife. Again, we're talking about a hair's breadth. Now you're in the right spot. That's too late. The animal's already dead. You've done shechita, essentially, on a dead animal. That's not good. Okay? Amalei Rav Chista, Adarabba, Le'emar Ibcha. Just the opposite. Machlokes b'shehigrim shlish. The machlokes is like this. If you did the shlish wrong, v'shachat shnei shlish, and then you did 2/3 correctly, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda hold, midi dehavi achati kana pagel. It's no different than achati kana that's pagel. What does that mean? No, I think it's the wrong spot. That's what hagroma means. Hagroma means you're in the wrong part of the neck. What? What do you mean damage? What do you mean damage? Well, we'll get to the last one in a second. Quick, imagine the neck is like a ruler. The area that you could check is from 1 inch to 5 inches. The 5 inch radius. You're 5 and a millimeter off. So it's no good. It's a grumble. Then in the middle, you move the knife in such a way that the second half is kosher. So the first third outside the limit. The second two thirds is inside the limit. So said Rav Huna, everybody would agree that's no good. Even Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda is much more makel. He would agree it's no good also. Why? Because when you killed the animal, it was in the wrong spot. You did the second two-thirds good. That's fine. There's a chiz, just the opposite. That is a din. It's a din. Let's say the animal has The animal has a hole in its kana. There's a hole there. And the hole is, let's say, 48% big. You come along, and you shech the animal, mamish, in that hole. Now, that's not a trait. So the animal's not a trait. How much did you shech? Virtually nothing. Yet, that's kosher. So what's the difference between that and this? Kosher, Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. What's the difference? Look at Rashi. The Rashi is 1, 2, 3, 4. Four lines from the bottom. Four lines where the lines get wide. You see where it says, midi dehavi achati kana pagam? You have a half a kana with a hole in it. Damrina lekamon. We're going to say later on daf chav ches chav ches, where the pictures resume. We're going to say later on, right, that hare shahaya chati kana pagam eilav. They had a hole. So the hole. The animal's born that way. Behosif alav kol shehu. You shef a kol shehu. However, it took you over to 57 miles. The gamru shchitaso shira. That's kosher. Yeah, but there was not a robe of shchita when there was not a, the animal did not die with a robe of shchita. Why? Because you shechted 3% of the kana. Why? Because there was already a 48% hole there. All you did was bring it over 50%. So you shechted 3%. The high, right? Still kosher. The high, and over here, hagrama dimiyuta nami pipagima ba'almahu. Says Rashi, explaining, Rav Chisda, what's the difference? So if I do have grama in the wrong spot, isn't that the same thing, really, as just having a hole there? So if there's a hole there when it was born, and all I did was add on full 3%, what's the difference between that and doing have grama in the wrong spot? I've created a hole. Now I'm going to fix it. I'm going to do it right. What's the difference? Between Moshev Allah v'shachat, Ruba, now that I've corrected it and I've shefted Rove in the right spot, lo mifsula, I didn't pasul in it. V'hach omihu hacha v'tosvos kol shehu lo sagile, a kol shehu would not be good enough. Why? Lo mitztar v'hach grama l'achshur l'shchita ho v'lav makam shchitahu. At the end of the day, we're still in the wrong spot, said Rashi. You're in the wrong spot. This is not hagrama. Not the right spot. The case where it was born with a hole, it was in the right spot, the hole. You check 3%, bring it from 48 to 51, that's fine. That's perfect. You check it less than rope, doesn't make a difference. Here, same story. I did have grown in the wrong spot. Now the animal's mamish 20, 30, 32%. Now I'm going to fix it. It's going to be the same principle, even though it's in the wrong spot. Same principle. Said Rav Chisda. Back to the Gemara. The Rabbanan can never buy into this. Because the Rabbanan, Hasa makam shchita, hacham lav makam shchita. Yeah, I agree with the halacha on that chafet. That's the Rabbanan. I don't argue. That's because there it's in the right spot. Here it's in the wrong spot. Look at the next Rashi. Rabbanan hasam, hahu pagum b'makam shchitahu. That's in the wrong spot. V'kiva dei treifas b'kana. Since there's no treifa in a kana, aja tafsik ruba. Unless rove is open. Here it was 48%. That's not a treifa. Kilo Mir Beil Chafer, like we're going to say later on. Havin La Kami Shalom Nifkama. It's as if there's no Pugima. Again, when the animal died, it did not die with Rov of Shechita. It died with 3% of Shechita. Nevertheless, Mihu, Makam Shechita, Mihu Nafka, Kuluka Yusa. At least it was in the right spot. Aval Hagrama, but here, Lav Shechita Hi. That's not Shechita. That's called Hagrama. It's one of the things that's not permitted. The Lav, Makam Shechita Hu. It's not a Makam Shechita. Vechi Nafka, Chiyusa, Berov, Harishon, Shal Simen, Vipsula Nafak. It's all possible. The Shalom, Makam Shechita Hu, Talga, Demetak, Chiyusa. So says the Shechita. The Rabbanah could never buy into this. They held that if you do 2/3 in the right spot, rove in the right spot, and you finish off in the wrong spot, it's puzzle. They're never going to buy into this. The rest of Yehuda, of course, will buy into this. No different than a hole in the corner. Say the Rabbanah, that goes there, it's in the right spot. However, it's in the wrong spot. I can never agree to that. So Rahuna starts off by saying, everybody would agree it's puzzle. That's the no, they wouldn't. Rabbanah would agree it's puzzle. In the case where you did 1/3 in the wrong spot and 2/3 in the right spot. Whereas everybody would have no problem with that. That's what we're up to right now. Aval, here I am. Aval, shachat, shnei shlish. If you shech 2/3, behigrim, shlish. And then you do hagrama on the final third. Then we are called kshera. Everybody would agree it's fine. Dotnan, rubo shkal echad kamohu. Rubo kakulo. Everybody would agree to that, says Rav Chista. Okay? I'm aware of Yosef. Man, name alone, Tahu, Rubo, Dahasam, Lav, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, Katani, La.
What do you mean? Maybe Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda is the only one who holds this din of Rubo Kukula.
And the Chachamim don't agree to it. That's why, according to the Chachamim in the Mishnah, the Ravon, Tanakama, it's all the same person. That's why in the Mishnah, if you do Hagrama in the final spot, it would be problematic. Dilma, Rabbi Yosef Huda Katanila, Amar Le Abaya, Abaya says, no, to call Rube de Alma, Rabbi Yosef Huda Katanila,
what, every rove in the world is only Rabbi Shita, Rabbi Huda? What, no one else agrees with the principles of rove? Only him? What kind of question is that? What kind of answer is that?
Amalei, no, Rube de Shita Kamina. I'm talking about the roves regarding Shita, the Shaman and Lahuda Pligi.
I heard Takana Zama focus to that.
Okay. Good? Next. Lishnach, now I'm going to say the exact same thing and a slightly different version. Same story. Lishnach, Lina. Amri la, Amr Avuna, Amr Rav. Asi. Machlokas. The Machlokas is Shehigrim Shlish. The Machlokas in the Mishnah is only applied where you did the Shlish in the wrong spot. Vishachat Shnei Shlish. Then you correct yourself and the final two-thirds are in the right spot. The Berezi with the Savar. The rest of it is a hold. Midi dahavi achati kanu pagam.
This is no different than an animal being born with a hole.
I've created a hole. Big deal. Rabbanan, no. Hasa makam shchita. There, it's in the hole's in the right spot. Hacha lav makam shchita. Here, the hole's in the wrong spot. Aval shachat shnei shlish. But let's say you shech 2/3 in the right spot. Then behigrim shlish. Then you do the hagrama, the final third, in the wrong spot. Then we are called Kshera. Everybody would agree that's kosher. Even the Chachamim. You know why? Dotnan, Ruba Shalecha Kamahu. Ruba Kukulo. They agree with Ruba Kukulo. The Gemara says, well, Masakav Lo Rav Chista, Man Lemela Dahavi Ruba Dahasam, La Rav Yosef Rabbi Huda, Ketani La. Who said that the issue of Rov is someone else other than Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Huda? Dilma, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, Ketani La. Maybe it's only Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda. But the Rabbanan argue, and they would hold, there's no such din of Ruba Kukula. So Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Yosef, ought to call Ruba de Alma, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, Ketani La. What, he didn't hold, only he holds a rove? What does that have to do? They don't hold from rove? Or it's a pasuk in the Torah. Amalei, no, Ruba de Shechita come here, the Shmilu de Pligi. I'm only talking about the rove in Hilcha Shechita. I heard the Taka, the Ha argue. And they don't hold the rule of the Kulo in this Indian. They don't hold for it. Okay. Now, Pigrim Shlish, listen to this. Pigrim Shlish, what if the first third was done Hagrama? Bishachat Shlish, the middle third was done correctly. Then behavior mishlish. And the final third was also done in the wrong spot. Right? The guy shechted like a snake, like a serpentine. Right? He shechted like that. So what's the story? Rav Huna Amar Rav Chera. Rav Huna Amar Rav Trefa. Rav Yehuda said it's, Rav Huna in the name of Rav said it's good. Rav Huna Amar Rav said it's good. Rav Huna Amar Rav said it's no good. Right? So two companies have heard some the exact opposite thing from the Rebbe. Rav Huna Amar Rav Chera. Why is it good? Because it's a presumption that the animal died. Ki nafat chiyusa. The animal dies after the 50%. Ki nafat chiyusa. V'shchita kanasa. When did it die? From shchita. After the 50. Even though before we said after the first third. No? How are we going to reconcile that? Didn't we say that? No. It's rove. It always goes by rove. Yes, it goes by rove. So, the first third is not 50. Second third already is over 50. So it died during Shechita. Perfect. If you're the Rav Trefa, no, but even Ruba B'Shechita B'Lekha. The bottom line is you need Ruba B'Shechita. You still have two thirds of Hagrama here. What makes sense? It's a Machlokas. Correct. So it's a Machlokas. Correct. And the other one holds, no. I agree with that. I'm not arguing with the Matthias. The bottom line is, it's still only 50% of Shechita. You don't have that. You have only 33% of Shechita. What do you mean? Maybe he would hold that. Maybe he would hold that. I don't know. Maybe he would hold that. Now, right. Shachat, listen to this. Shachat Shlish. What if you do the other way around? Shat the third. The Higrim Shlish. Then the middle third was Hagrama, then Vishachat Shlish, and then the final third was good. So Rav Huda Amarav Kshera. Rav Huda Amarav said it's good. Asa Shalil Rav Huna Amarav Rav Huna. They said it to Rav Huna. Amalahu Trefa. Rav Huna said it's a Trefa. So Shama Rav Yehuda heard that Rav Huna got angry at him. Rav Huna disagreed with it. Ikbidi got angry. Amar, Tarifna Umasha. When I say it's no good, you say it's yeah good. Umachshirina tarfa. When I say it's good, you say it's no good. What? Rav Huna, shafir kamachbid. It's a good thing that you got angry at me. It's a good thing. You're right. You're right. Chada, first of all, the yushmiyale midei derat. You, the second case, you had Rav in your pocket. I said it on my own. I don't have the Rebbe here. You have the Rebbe. Vana lo shmili. I didn't hear anything from Rav. I wasn't there that day. You heard, you said the name of Rav. I didn't. But oh, also, Ha'ikar ruba b'shchita. At the end of the day, the ruba b'shchita. What Stewie said, right? The fact that the middle third was with Hagrama is a big deal. That's what the animal died. Okay. I'm the Rav Chista. Wait a minute. Stop being such an anav. Lo tahadarba. Don't take your shchita back. You know why? Dim kain tufsala l'kamaisa. You can take back the first argument. If you're taking it back, you can take back the first half too. Don't take it back. Right? Hasa maitaina kamach sheret. Why in the first case did you say it was okay? You know why? Because when it died with kashrus. Unlike what Stewie wants to say. Hacha nami, here too. Kinafka chiyusa. When it died, Hagrama kam nafka. It died during Hagrama. Don't take it back. Yeah, you're going to be such an honor. He's right. He has the Rebbe and it's like, that's all good. If you take back that the second half, you got to take back the first half. Don't take it back. Igla Rav Nachman Lasura. Rav Nachman went to Sura. Barminei, they asked the following question. Shachat Shlish, the Higrim Shlish, the Shachat Shlish Mahu. What's the story? Amalahu, Lav Haina de Rabbelazar Bar Minyune. Isn't that what Rabbelazar Bar Minyune said? Dam Rabbelazar Bar Minyune. Shchita Hasur Kamasrek. If the Shchita is done like a Masrek means a comb. The Gemara thinks that means this case. Hagrama, Shchita, Hagrama, Shchita. Right, like a comb, like in, out, in. The Dilma, the Makom Shchita. The Gemara says, wait a minute, maybe that the whole thing was Makom Shchita. So Makom Shchita, Maila Memra. So if it's Makom Shchita, what's the Shaila? The whole thing is Makom Shchita, what's the Shaila? So Mazatim, I would have thought, being on Shchita, Mufuras, Veleka, you need a visible Shchita. In other words, You need the shkita that's visible, that's correct from beginning to end. Kamash Shmulan.
Not necessary.
What? Right. If it's wavy, that's the problem. I need a visible shkita without being wavy. Kamash, you don't need to like that. As long as 2/3 was correct, even though the middle third is where the animal died, doesn't bother me. Why?
Rove is with shkita.
Okay? Simin Bachad. Yosef Rabbi Abba, Achored Rav Kahana. Rav Abba was sitting behind Rav Kahana. The Yosef Rav Kahana Kamed Rav Yehuda, and Rav Kahana was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda. The Yosef, and he was sitting, the Ka'amar, and he said, Shachat Shlish, if you shechted a third, the Higrim Shlish, and they did a groan for the third, the Shachat Shlish, again, this wavy Shechita. Ma'u was the din, Amalei, Shechitaso, Kshira. The Shechita is kosher. Like we said before. Higrim Shlish, if you did Hagrama for a third, then Vishachat Shlish, then Yishechta the third, then Vihigrim Shlish, Mahu, what's the din? Amalei, Shechitaso Psula. Which, by the way, is consistent. At least it's consistent. Right? Because we're going by the robe, not where the animal died. Right? That's what we're holding now. We're going by the robe. 2/3 Shechita, good. The death is in the middle, doesn't bother me. All the way around. 2/3 Hagrama, no good. The Shechita's in the middle. So we're taking side. He took side. That's a good Ha'ara, I don't know. Shachat B'makom Nekev Mahu. What if you shech in the place where there's already a hole there? Amalei Shechita Sokshera. That's fine. Shachat Upagabo Nekev Mahu. What about you bump into a hole. What does that mean, you bump into a hole? What? Amalei, shechitaso psula. It's no good. Why is it no good? We're going to explain why in a minute. What?
No. So if it's not, as long as it's not a robe, it's not. If it's a hole, as long as it's not a robe, it's not a pos, not a trefa. What?
I don't know. That's what I will say in a minute. Also, Amru Kamei de Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Abba went to Rabbi Lazar. Also, Rabbi Lazar, Amru Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. He went to Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, Maishna. What's the difference? How come if I shech and afterwards I make a hole, right? Then Rabbi Yehuda said it's no good. But over here, but if I shech the makom of the nekev, it's good. What's the difference? Well, we said two things here. What's the difference between them? Amalei, shachat the makom nekev. If you shech in the makom of a nekev, what does that mean? You shech in the makom of a nekev, right? Go back. Shachat b'makom nekev meant there was already a half a hole, and you came along and finished it off. That's kosher. However, shachat, if you shech, what? Shachat first, and then you encounter the hole. That's possible. What's the difference? So you say like this. Shachat makom nekev. If you shachat in the makom of a nekev, nasa can be shachat over kachavim. It's like a guy shachat. That hole. Do I care why that hole is there? Because it was born that way. A guy did it. Begama Yisrael. But a Jew finished it off. Shchitasa. But so therefore it's fine. As long as the Jew does the clincher, it's fine. However, shachat. Upagabo nekev, but if you're shechting first and you bump into a nekev, nasa kimish shachat Israel, it's like a Jew started it off, the garma of the gochavim, and a guy finished it off, that's no good.
That's why, no, that's the difference. You hear the difference?
So when Rava heard that, so Rava is kari aleha, ovid gochavim, ovid gochavim. I'm sorry, not Rava didn't say that. When they heard that, they said, yeah, this guy, everything with him is a Avodah Zarah. He mentioned Avodah Zarah too often. Rabbi Yochanan, what's everything busy? Everything's compared to Avodah Zarah. Like what was that? Amar Rava, Shafer Kari Alei Avodah V'Chavim Ovid Gochavim. That's a great analogy. I agree with it. It's a perfect analogy. Bishlam Mahasam, V'Dahav Alei Yisrael, L'Mishchat Ruba, Halo Shachat. Yisrael's got to do the road. And if he doesn't, Kinafka Chiyusa, V'Dahav Alei Yisrael, L'Mishchat Ruba, Halo Shachat. When it dies, it's as if it dies at the hand of a guy. That's no good. Elohacha, Michdi, Mishchat Shachat. Here, That sort of makes sense over there. Avohacha, but over here, when there's a hole, Mishchat Shachit, you're doing the Shechita. Mali Makom Nekev, Mali Pagerbo Nekev. What's the difference where the hole is? I agree with you by Avodah Zarah. That's a good analogy. The point is, the Jew must do the rove part. So the guy starts. He starts it off for you. You're a rookie, he's an expert, whatever it is. And then you come and finish, you do the rove. That's fine. Why? Because the Jew did the rove. Here, there's a hole. The question is the hole before you start or after you start? What's the difference? What's the difference? Oh, if you start, the hole differs, it's good. But if you start, then you bump into the hole, it's no good. That's not, what's the difference? Comparing it to Ovid Avodah Zarah? It doesn't make any sense. Ovid Avodah Zarah makes sense because the Jew has to do the rove. So if the Jew does the rove, good. If not, not. Here, what's the difference where the hole is? I think it's a good point. Okay. Next. Not a good comparison, right. Hashokhe minat stodin. If someone checks from the side, not underneath the neck, but from the side of the neck. Shechitaso kshira. The shechit is good. Rashi said something startling. Rashi said, afil lechadchila nami. It's even lechadchila good. Right? Afil lechadchila nami. Others argue, very interesting, the Ran said, for the evidence kosher. Not lechadchila. You know why you should do lechadchila? Because it's tsar balechayim. Until you get that fraction of a day. Wait, you do shechita? No, because it's any shechita. You're allowed to do shechita. Tzar Baal HaChayim? No. But on the side, it sure, certainly is. Now you shouldn't do that. But the evidence is kosher. Right. It should be in the center underneath. Right? You start by the side, it's kosher. That's Tzar Baal HaChayim. Fascinating point. Right. Only if it's on the side. Now, hamolik minat stodin, if you do malika from the side, what's malika? Malika is only done in the Beit HaMikdash. By a bird carving. If you do malika in the butcher shop, it's possible. Only in the Beit HaMikdash. What if you do malika from the side? That's malika so psula. That's no good. Why not? Because the Torah says, mimol orpo, in the back, not the side. Hashokhid min ha'oref, what if you shech from the back? Shechitas of psula. That's no good. You know why? Because you break the neck before you get to the simanim, and breaking the neck is a traitor. So you can't do it like that. Hamolik min ha'oref, what if you do malika from the back? That's, what? No, the shechit, no, with an animal. Right, with an animal. It's puzzle. Why? Because you break the neck. Hamolik bin Oref, if you do Malika from the back, Milikas Okshira. As a matter of fact, that's what you're supposed to do. Hashokhe bin Atzavar, if you shech from the neck, Shchitas Okshira. That's what you're supposed to do. Hamolik bin Atzavar, if you do Malika from the front of the neck, Milikas Opsula. It's no good. You know why? Again, it's not Mimul Orfo. So the answer, the bottom line is, Shekol ha'oref, kashal malika, the whole back of the neck is kosher for malika, v'chol ha'tzavar, kashal l'shchita, and the whole neck is kosher for shchita. Nimsa, kosher for shchita, possible malika, what's good for shchita is no good for malika, and the malika, kosher for malika, possible for shchita. What's good for malika is possible for shchita. Right. Why? No. I don't know. As far as I know, Malika is a Xeris HaKasim. The Torah said, when it comes to birds, do it this way. Why? I don't know. I don't know the reason for that. That's what the Torah said. Again, if you do Shechita on a bird in the Beis HaMikdash, no good. If you do Malika in the Butcher Shop, also no good. Okay, let's see if we can get a few minutes. My Oref. What's an Oref? Ilema Oref Mamish. If Oref means Oref Mamish, meaning behind the back of the head, that can't be. My ear is shochet. Why are you telling me that the shochet is puzzle? I feel more like Nami. Even Malika there is puzzle. Because it's mimul orfo amarachmana. Below orfo, it's opposite the orf. Not on the back of the head. Elamai orf. What does orf mean? Mimul orf. The back. Meaning the back of the neck. The back of the neck. Kidiktani seifa. Like it says in the seifa. Kol ha'oref kashan l'malika. The whole orif is kashan l'malika, orif is the back. Menahani mili, how do you know that? Son of Rabbanon, mimul arfo. It says in the Torah, mimul arfo. Mul haroe et ha'oref. It's the back of the neck. V'chein hu omer, hu yoshev mimuli. He's sitting opposite, meaning it's the opposite. The omer, it also says, kipanu elai oref. I turned around my neck, below panu, not my face. Maiva omer, what is, why would we attack the pasuk? Tema oref gufalo yadinan hecha dinada mimul didei hecha. Good. I know that it means, the mimul means opposite. The opposite what? I don't know what part of the body we're talking about. Tashma kipon ele oref below panim. Meaning the back, not the face. Mechlal the oref lahadadi panim. The oref means the back of the neck. So therefore, what is malika? Malika is in the back of the neck, not the back of the head, the back of the neck. Shechita is in the front of the neck. Okay? So we'll stop here. There's a place to stop over here, and then we'll resume tomorrow.